Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 8th of March. Not quite sure where this week has gone, but as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. All right, well, let's go to the scores on the doors first. And of course, as always, with this free podcast, if you like what you hear, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. We have a great newsletter, lots of money-making ideas and helping you manage your wealth and grow your wealth, becoming a better investor all round. We also have a wonderful Facebook discussion group, which is exclusive to our members, and a bunch of other exclusive things as well to get your head around. So we'd love to have you on board, marcustoday.com.au. You can sign up there for a two-week free trial. All right, well, the score's on the doors, as I said. And last night, well, the train keeps on rolling. And we did get US markets continuing to push ever higher records again. Dow Jones up 130 points, or 0.34%. 38,791. It can only be a matter of time, really, I suspect, till we get to 40,000 on the Dow. And we had a high of 249 up and a low of 69 up. So never in negative territory. The Nasdaq closed up 1.5%, 242, 16,273. The S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, as always, up 1.03%, 53 points, 51.57. The Russell 2000 up 0.8%, 17 points, 2,085. With the VIX volatility index pretty much unchanged, 14.4. The SPY futures showing a gain of 45 points, or just under 0.6%. So that'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. Also today in the newsletter, in my article, Henry's Take, just a bit of an explanation about how fair value works in terms of futures contract pricing, because there is a fair value. So that is something to bear in mind. Have a read of that article if you want to know more about how that is calculated. As far as yesterday goes, we're up 30 points, which was a pretty good number considering BHP, Rio and Woodside were all ex-dividend, big, large slabs of dividends, which does hit the index. So we did see that resource space lower yesterday, down 0.3%. But the banks, what can I say? They keep rolling along. Record highs for CommBank again, 0.7% higher. 65 points up, 9,637 on the bank index yesterday. So it just keeps on rolling higher. Anyone would think we were in a booming economy in Australia. Over in Europe, of course, we had the ECB decision last night and they didn't do anything, as was pretty much expected. We do get the jobs number from the US tonight. We also have State of the Union tonight from Joe Biden, which will be interesting, no doubt. Donald Trump will get stuck into that one. But we have got that tonight, although it does seem that there's not much that can derail the US at the moment in terms of its push higher. The ECB probably waiting for the Fed to move, so still a little bit reluctant to cut rates, even though the European economy is still in a bit of a mess. Germany still in a bit of a recession. All right, Stoxx 600 was up 1%. The FTSE was up 0.2, Germany up 0.7, France up 0.8. Germany, the German market at record highs as well, despite the fact they are in a recession. Looking at US stocks, well, the song remains the same. Nvidia, 4.5% higher. AMD up 0.4. Netflix up 1.8. Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 3.3. Tesla up 1.2%. Amazonians up 1.9, Alphabetti Spaghetti up 2%. Apple, well, it's still not an apple a day, keeping the doctor away. They're still in the sick bay at the moment. Apple down 0.1%. US banks, we had Bank of America up 0.6, Wells Fargo down 0.2, Morgan Stanley up 0.6, Goldman's down 0.3%. And over in the US, we had CBA, we're up 1.8%. ResMed firing on all cylinders. Not quite sure why the big change there in the last 2 days. We've seen some big moves in ResMed, up another 4.5% last night. In Europe, banks are around 1.2% firmer, UBS, Barclays and Deutsche. A little bit more colour on those of you following the US markets with great focus. We had the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both at record highs. The information technology and communications sector led the S&P to a record high. Intel, the best performer on the Dow as well. So good news again. As I say, we do have that jobs number, the non-farm payrolls number, coming out this evening in, tomorrow morning, really, in our time. NVIDIA is up 86% to date. The VanEck Semiconductor ETF is up 34%. So there you go. All right, looking at commodities last night, we had Brent crude down 0.1%, 11 cents to $82.80. We had the WTI price down 27 cents, $79.80, down 0.3%. Gold, well, that can to move higher. That was up $12.70 or 0.6%. $2,158 there for gold. We did see US bond yields down a little bit again last night, 4.087 on the 10s, and US 2s 4.508. The 2s down 5 basis points. The Aussie 10-year just above 4%. If it goes below, that will be a bigger sign, I suspect, and we'll keep pushing the market higher. Bitcoin was up 0.7%. 67,299. The Aussie dollar, 66.17. That US dollar under pressure, 0.5%. This follows, of course, Jerome Powell's testimony on the Hill about interest rate cuts coming. So that really helping the gold price at the moment, 0.6% higher last night. It also helped other commodities as well. Lower US dollar pushes other commodities higher. Copper, 0.9% higher. Nickel, 1.7% higher. Aluminium, 1% higher. Zinc, 1.6%. Lead, 2%. Tin, up 1.9%. Iron ore, up 1.6%. And Dalian iron ore futures, up 4.9%. So we could see some good action today in the BHP, the Rios, and the Fortescue. Uranium not doing much, and lithium stable yesterday in their futures market. As far as overseas miners go, BHP in ADR terms up 1.2%, Rio up 2.3%, we had Glencore up 2.6%, Freeport up 4.4%, Anglo 5.1%. We could have a good rally today in some of those commodity stocks. Arcadium 2.2%, Albemarle 2.6%. We also saw a little bit of a touch up in Exxon and Mobil, but nothing very exciting there to get too interested in just yet. As far as our market goes today, there's a few ex-dividends, not a huge amount. I guess all eyes will be on Joe Biden, see how he performs in terms of the State of the Union. Jerome Powell has said that banks can withstand commercial real estate threats. This comes on the back of that big wild gyration that we saw in the New York Community Bank and Steven Mnuchin going in on that one, helping to raise some money there. So that is part of the highlights today. Other news out in our market. Surprisingly, not a lot of research out at the moment. We seem to have had a bit of a desert after the downfall of the results during February, and lots of upgrades and downgrades and research coming out. But now we are in a fallow period, it seems. There is a little bit out from Jardines this morning. They're still working, clearly. 29 Metals downgraded to neutral from overweight. Target reminds 38 cents. Sandfire Resources downgraded to neutral from overweight. Target remains $6.50. CLSA has upgraded CHC, which is Charter Hall, upgraded to outperform from underperform. Target increased to $13.74 from $11.74. Ingenia Communities upgraded to outperform from underperform. Target increased there to $5.51 from $4.82. We've had Nufarm. They've been downgraded to hold from buy at Bell Potter. Target remains $6.35. WA1 Resources initiated a speculative buy at Bell Potter. Target price there $17.65. And we also have some news out this morning. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare Chair Scott St. John to retire in 2024. Isn't it 2024 already? The other news out late last night is that Pacific has sold their GQG stake, Pacific Current. They had a 4% stake in GQG Partners, which came out yesterday with their funds under management. They had 119 million shares. They did a book build at around $2.16 was the book build, and that shut last night at 8 p.m. Allocations expected before the open today. That was a $257 million trade that UBS did as well. All right, that's about it on the news front. I'm afraid a pretty non-eventful day in the Australian market, but of course we do have that SPY futures pointing to a pretty good day in the Australian market. We did have 30 points yesterday. It is International Women's Day today. So enjoy that, and let's celebrate the women in our lives. Also, today, just in my stuff in Henry's Take, just a little bit of talk on lithium. Also, what's going on in Drone Shield, which is less than satisfactory, I have to say. And also a link to a great podcast I did yesterday with Louise Bedford. Some of you may know Louise. She's a charting guru and also a trading mentor, really good at the psychological side of trading and investing. And I sat down with Louise yesterday for 45 minutes and we had a fantastic chat about markets and about, more importantly, some of the signals that people can put into place with actionable ways to improve your investing and trading. So I'd urge you to have a listen to that today. Well, that's it from me. Thanks very much. And as always, may the trading gods be with you. We'll be back again this afternoon with the end of day reports.